This episode of the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast is brought to you by Ting. Please check out sexnerd.ting.com for your $25 credit toward services. Guys, I've been checking out the website on this and it looks great. The coverage availability for this cell phone company is amazing. They've got tons of different cell phone packages that are very affordable and very sexy phones, and they're working on the iPhone too. You can keep your phone active for $6 a month minimally, and they've got tons of free features that are pretty cool, actually. They've got free picture video messaging, free voicemail, free call forwarding, three-way calling, hotspotting, which is pretty sexy, and they don't charge you for account cancellation, so it's like there's no risk. I love the fact that they don't put you on hold. They have a policy where once you call for customer service, they pick up when it rings. They'll let it ring and ring until someone helps you. So I find that monumentally refreshing in this day and age. And there are no overages in that. If you go over, they adjust the next month. So I say check it out, guys. Sexnerd.ting.com. I don't think you'll be sorry. I'm pretty excited about this. So, and plus they have a really cute name, and I just want to go like ting to ting ting to ting 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 to ting to ting to ting ting. So anyway, I'm sold. I'm here in Las Vegas at the CES convention, and I'm releasing this week's episode and realizing, oh my God, you guys, there's so many dates coming up. So check it out. Okay, February 1st in Los Angeles at 7 p.m., we are doing speed dating. And so the tickets are going to be up this week on the nerdmeltla.com website. And then at 9 p.m., we're recording a live podcast where anyone can come by. And I'm going to be talking about the single life, both online and offline. It's been very interesting. Then fast forward, New York City, February 21st. Still working on a venue, but we'll definitely be, Dave and I will be recording a podcast in your city. It will be so fun in the Big Apple, and maybe drinks after. It'll be fun. Then February 22nd and 23rd, we'll be at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. I hope I said that right. It's going to be tons of fun because I'm going to be doing workshops in the daytime at the non-conference. So it's like basically a geek conference at Vassar College. And then we'll be doing a podcast every night on the 22nd and the 23rd. So even if you're in New York City, if you want to drive up, I don't think it's that much to go to the conference. It's going to be tons of fun. All sorts of geek stuff's going on. You might even learn how to make chainmail. There's cool things going on there. Okay, and then San Francisco. Then I fly over to San Francisco for February 25th and 26th. I'm doing a class both nights at Good Vibes on Polk Street. On the 25th, I'm doing a booty basics workshop. The last time I came to San Francisco and taught that, it was tons of fun. And you guys packed the house and we all hung out after and it was so cute and everybody hugged. It was fun. It was like a total love fest. And then on the 26th, which is a Tuesday, I'm doing a class called 50 Shades of Great Sex. I'm going to talk about BDSM and great things and maybe not so great things you can call from the 50 Shades of Grey book. But yeah, slightly on the kinky side, but definitely open to everyone. $20 advance and $25 at the door. That's the Good Vibes website. So there are some dates for LA, New York, Vassar College, and San Francisco. All right, guys, enjoy the podcast.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome to the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast.
Whoa, what are these kids doing in here? Hey, if you're under 18, go ask your mom. Now that we're alone, let's start the show.
Dave!
Sup?
Hey.
Sup?
Guess what we're going to talk about today?
What are we going to talk about today? Oh my God.
There's going to be so much mouth on genitals talk going on today. I can't even wait.
I'm glad you said talk at the end of that. It would have thrown me into a panic.
We haven't had our
crazy
STD.
Performance anxiety.
You know, we haven't really had that conversation yet. But no, I'm excited to talk about the oral sexing because, I mean, we've had two blowjob
episodes and one oral sex cunnilingus episode called Snatch Attack. And that's those right. are all really highly downloaded.
Snatch Attack.
And so I know you guys are hungry for oral sex techniques. So
anything you call Snatch Attack is going to get a lot of downloads.
Oh, touche.
My parents would download that.
But I also know that people will email like, tell me more. Tell me everything. Tell me how to do this better.
I want more strategies for my attack.
It's like chess, but on a vulva. Anyway, dates...
Yeah, I have a lot coming up. If you're listening to this when this comes out, this coming Saturday night at, I believe it's 9, I should know that, my sketch group Women is doing its first live show at Nerd Melt at the Meltdown Showroom.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And also, my show, my stand-up show, Holy Fuck, every show after now... for the next 4 shows are going to be recorded for an album. We're recording a CD that's going to have like 40 comedians on it doing like 4 or 5 minutes of stand-up, including Dana Gould and Kyle Kinane and Natasha Leggero and a bunch of awesome comics. So, and the show's free. So come. You should come. It's every Tuesday, January 15th until February 5th. All the info on that is... Oh, no. Do you want to... What did you want to say?
No. Holyfuck.com.
Just DaveToTheRoss.com.
DaveToTheRoss.com. You know him,
holy
guys.
HolyFuck.com.
HolyFuck.co.uk.
@email.Sandra.
Shut up. No, I just started a Tuesday night martial arts kicking ass class where I'm learning how to kill things with my hands, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, my God. You're learning how to inflict pain upon others?
Yeah, more like for defense purposes, but still.
Sure, I would imagine.
Like learning, it's like total street fighting, like just... getting down to business. So
I would bet it's empowering as hell.
Apparently I was an assassin in a past life.
Did they tell you that? Or are you just like super badass at kicking ass?
Whenever I spar with my teacher, he's like, God, you're like a natural, like, rah! And I'm like, anyway.
Is it like an aphrodisiac? Do you come out of it really horny?
No. More like just excited tired. For life. Like, yeah.
Interesting.
Let's go run a mile or half a mile. I need
or
to get
like
back
to my car.
Computer.
I'm going to run to my car.
Anyway, so those are some dates. And now we are transitioning into oral sex talk.
Very smoothly transitioning into oral sex talk.
Yeah, it's just, I like to be on the nose about these things.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome. Hey. You guys were so patient and respectful of our chattering back and forth. Hello, Jaya.
Hello.
Hello, D-Love.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of talk about being hungry for certain kinds of sex, so your audience is hungry for certain things. I'm excited to talk to a hungry audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just salivating right now. Give it to us.
That's good for oral sex. More saliva. Everyone should be salivating right now.
How can you create? Okay, now
do you want to know how to create more saliva?
Yes.
Okay, totally.
First technique.
I have a technique for this. All right, so you can take your tongue and you circle it around your teeth like this.
So between your lips and your... That sounds so weird.
Sounds so gross.
She's rubbing her...
She's taking her tongue and rubbing it all the way across her top gums and then going the other way
teeth.
Along her bottom
Yeah,
gums.
Like you're doing your tongue in a circle in between your gums and your teeth. And don't swallow. So the whole time you're doing it... don't swallow and it starts getting a whole bunch of saliva going in your mouth. Then, like, you do it 36 times one way and 36 times the other way, and then you get, like, a whole big wad of saliva.
And then you
going.
Drown.
That's so funny. That's what I tell people to do to exercise their tongue. Because
mm-hmm.
you get tired. 36? That's a lot. I mean, people do 10 and 10, and they're already like, dude, my jaw.
Yeah, it's hard. I
just like the sound.
Burns calories.
These are, like, sound effects.
You do this
sex.
At work.
We should.
So attractive, Dave.
Thank you.
The other thing, make sure you're hydrated, of course. Like, that's sort of a give me, but yeah.
It, so
we should probably introduce them. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly that was my so. Like, so
what's your name?
We just had Jaya on for the Red Hot Touch episode, but you just released a book called Blow Each Other Away.
Yes, it's hot off the presses. Very hot
it's
off the
still,
presses.
Yeah, it's hot. I'm feeling it. It's sexy
so hot.
Hot.
Still
yeah.
smoking.
So tell us a little bit, if people haven't listened to that episode, tell us a little bit about what you do here in the LA area, and D-Love, you too. You're new. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Awesome. newest member to the table.
Mm. Yes. So I'm a somatic sexologist, which means that I work hands-on, body-based from an embodiment perspective. So when I'm teaching, it's not just sort of heady emotional stuff, but it's actually like, okay, let's get in the body. Let's see what's going on with the body. Let's actually work on the body, because sex is something, you know, that's kind of physical, I think, right? Mm, I mean, it can be mental, but we kind of have to get into the body. And so I practice everything that I preach, or D-Love likes to say, I try to perfect what I preach. Mm-hmm. D-Love's my partner in crime.
Yeah. And one of them.
Yes. So at any rate, my work really comes from a body-based approach as opposed to just talking about sex. I really like to actually have sex, mm-hmm, and practice it and then teach what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love that. I love that you do that.
Yes.
So many people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to just research. I mean, I do research a lot about sex, but...
You don't want to read books about sex. You want to have the sex and then tell people how to do it.
And then tell people how to do it and get their feedback and see, mm-hmm, oh, is that really effective? Is that really true? Is that really a felt experience versus, you know, something that's sort of esoteric in our minds but not really practical in our real life?
Right. I mean, because you, first off, you experience it with yourself and then make sure that it's applicable to others.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you just experience yourself and you're like, guys, this is the way it is. Yeah. It's like, well... No.
And I'm like an ecstatic. So for me, it's like the wind blows the wrong way on my clitoris and I'm having an orgasm. So, or I should say the right way on my clitoris and I'm having an orgasm. So, you know, for me, it's very easy, but for other people that they're not going to have the same experience at all. I can talk about my experience, but I may, you know, I have to try it on other people. Mm-hmm. I have to play with other people.
It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talk about sex labbing. Yeah.
And D-Love is my partner in crime, and
I'm the test rat.
Yes. So part of the book, Blow Each Other Away. We are doing in the conclusion for the book, I say that I just pose the question, what if you had oral sex for 90 days straight? How do you think it would change your relationship? How do you think it would change the knowledge that you have about one another's bodies? You know, what are the different things that might come up while you're having 90 days of oral sex? And I told D-Love a few months ago, I said, you know, my book's coming out and the publishers are really expecting me to report about my experience with 90 days of having oral sex. And he's like, what? You didn't tell me about this. I was like, listen, I'm giving you 90 days of blowjobs. Like, what? Why? No guy would complain about that. What's going on here? So we sort of kind of left it. And then my publisher kept saying, did you convince him yet? Did you convince him yet to do the 90 days? Well, you have to let us know, you know, how you convinced him and what happens here. So I was like pressure as a sexologist, like I have to convince my partner to have 90 days of oral sex with me. So, what was it? 12 days ago? Mm-hmm. I convinced you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was just a matter of a conversation. She thought that I was objecting to 90 days of getting blowjobs or going down on her. And that was not the thing at all.
What was the objection then?
Well, there's time issues and there's the whole thing she was talking about with perfecting what you preach. Mm-hmm. So if we got it wrong, if we went 80 days and all of a sudden we missed a day, that would be a total failure for her. So
I have to be perfect. Like, yeah. I can't fail.
Right.
Oh, so.
So that then.
It's not just practicing what I preach.
So the potential was for us to not get more intimacy and more connection, but it was a potential for failing and getting separation and, mm-hmm, you know, me failing her or some, mm-hmm, such thing.
Because that's a pretty big thing to do every single day. I mean, that's a new habit that's, mm-hmm, and that, mm-hmm, could create crisis in the relationship.
Potentially. Yeah. Yes. So we can't, you know, we had the conversation and we made a couple of rules that make it so we can succeed. Because the idea with any of these games that you want to play with your partner or partners is that you want to win. Mm-hmm. You want your partner to win. You want to set each other, mm-hmm, up so that you can
succeed.
Succeed.
Yeah. So basically I came to him and said, you know, what are your resistances? That's number one. So if you're talking to your partner and you're like, you want to try something new in bed, let's say you want to do this crazy oral technique you're getting out of the book or whatever, that it's, if there's resistance, it's, well, what are the resistances really? So I can address the resistances. So one of D-Love's resistance was that I would set it up to ultimately be a failure because I need it all to be perfect.
Aha.
And that one of the resistances was, we're really, really busy. What if we miss a day? You know, what are we going to do? So in addressing the resistances, I said, okay, well, maybe we don't have to do 90 days. Mm-hmm. Maybe the challenge is 7 days. Maybe it's 30 days. He said, no, we're going to do 90 days. So you really
wanted
to do the 90
days. The minute you stepped down, he was like, no.
No, yeah, we're doing 90. Yeah, yeah. But he said, but we get 10 get out of oral sex cards. So that there are 10 days. We've used one.
Yeah, so you just take a break for the day. It's not like you don't do 90 days. You just get a pass.
Yeah,
you get a pass.
It's like when you're running, you know, people who jog across country or do some crazy. The minute I hear that, like, oh, I'm going to bicycle across Latin America, I go, God, that's. Do you rest? It's like, yeah, of course I rest. Like, you know, you can't just constantly. Mm-hmm. So you need resting days. Mm-hmm.
So we have 10 passes. Excellent. And then we have, what else did we come to the agreement of? I won't feel like a failure if something goes wrong.
And then defining what
quickies were okay.
Quickies are okay. You know, because I think every session needs to be this big lovemaking thing and everybody's got to have an orgasm and it's got to be total ecstasy. And that's not what she's defining oral sex as. And also, oral sex didn't have to be just blowjobs and cunnilingus.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what else is there? Mm.
Well, it could be, you know, like I can have orgasms behind my knee. So maybe he just goes down on the back of my knee. And for me, that I was like, that counts. If I'm having an orgasm at the back of my knee, like that is so great. It's like licking my clitoris, basically. Like it's the same thing. So body kissing is included in that.
Even kissing alone is a type of oral sex.
So right. Pleasuring with your mouth all over the body is counting.
Us. This is what we created, right? I mean, I think
we gasp a lot.
We've gone down on each other every time so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really want to challenge couples out there and anyone, you know, even if you're single, like to have like an oral sex practice. It's a new year. Let's turn over a new leaf in our relationships and have, you know, a commitment to, even if it's just 7 days, that you pick 7 techniques and you go for it. You know, like we're going to do these techniques.
So does that mean, okay, so let's establish here on the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast, Dave and Sandra.
Are you guys going to do a 90-day challenge?
No, we are experiencing you two coming in here and being like, challenge. And I feel like, so what is this challenge? Do they have to do it? Do listeners need to do a new technique every single time?
No. I mean, D loves really creative in the bed. That's one thing I will give him. He's a really good lover. So one of the things that makes him so great is that he's
giving me the eyebrow.
Is that he's super creative. Like this was 2 nights ago. Mm. I was totally in my head. Completely in my head. And I have stuff in the book about like how to get out of your head, how to really receive oral sex. And so I used one of my own techniques because I was like, all right, I know how to get out of my head. But I was thinking about, we were using this new product, like a flavor strip on his tongue. And all I wanted to know was, how's the flavor strip doing?
She's working while I'm...
You know, like, I'm a sexologist. I started working in my head.
You know what I just texted Dave? Do you remember that text?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you will appreciate this. I realize I need a sex lab, not... sex labbing, because everything's a sex lab, so I need to sex lab thinking about stuff. Yeah. That's what I need to set aside time for.
Yep.
Because everything else is like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm always examining, like, oh, what's he doing? Like, how can I turn that into a technique? Oh, there was that client who emailed me. They would really benefit from this thing. So I have all this stuff going on in my head, right? And I'm like, I can't get present at all to what he's doing. And so I started doing my own techniques, which is focus on the sensation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the one thing. If you're thinking about the bills or thinking about whatever, like, focus on the sensation. Notice your breathing. Notice what's happening in your body. Like, really tune into your body, like an embodiment, you know, type of practice where you're just really focusing in on what your partner is doing. And sometimes eye contact helps, and sometimes slapping helps. Like, if he just hauls out and, like in a good way, like, no, I don't mean, like, slap me across the face, although I guess if you're in a BDSM situation, that could be good, too. You know, like, he might do, like, a little slaps to my vulva or a little slap on the bottom of my foot or something like that to kind of just
bring
me...
Firm pats, maybe.
Yeah, firm pats.
It can be a little more than firm.
Well, I mean, it can start at, like, a light pat.
It starts light, and then he can get heavy on my vulva, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that'll get me in my, like, that'll get my attention, you know, and he's really good at noticing, like, oh, what's going on? Like, I can't read you right now. Like, what, you know, he'll check in with me too. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like a little thing on receiving. And then he started this new technique where he pulled me to the end of the bed and he wrapped his hands around my legs. It's called Bailey's technique in the book. Like, if I'm here, if my vulva is the microphone.
So you're on your back.
On
your back. And he was in between your legs facing you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so he put his arms under each thigh and so that his hands came up and around.
Right.
So,
and then he had his thumbs on my labia.
Okay.
And was squeezing my or you were doing like windshield wipers. Mm-hmm. Here, D-Love can
windshield
describe
wipers.
I call it windshield wipers.
So he's got his hands...
Like, you know, they're going up and down or various circles and that sort of thing. mouth.
Oh, cunnilingus on the microphone.
Getting excited. So this
looks
kind
like
of thing.
Your hands came up and around mm-hmm. over, rested on the outer labia?
On the outer labia, but sometimes moved in to the inner labia.
I call them
the outer folds. Around
outer
the clitoris.
Folds. Yes, it's so much sexier.
Outer folds.
I got that from him, actually. He wrote me a poem about how he wanted to dive into my folds, so I renamed them my folds.
The outer folds.
Outer folds and inner folds.
This is really sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. And then I was...
and then you told everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Across the globe. Yes. And then, you know, obviously using my tongue as well on the clit. And
but he was licking right up the center. Mm. Mm-hmm. So right up, like, how many licks does it take to get to the orgasm? Mm. He was licking up the center to get to the center. And with long licks, my clitoris in between. And that's kind of how I masturbate, was like keeping my legs closed. And so it simulated that same, like a lot of women, having your legs closed is really, really pleasurable. So, because he was squeezing my labia kind of together while he was doing this whole
It looks like a
massage.
Circular thumb motion. Like, so you're kind of squishing in yep. and pushing out. It's very wax on, wax off. Well, yeah. That's more of an alternating.
European car wash, windshield wipers. The kinds that go out from the center on, like, the English cars.
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah, I'm having such trouble picturing this.
Okay,
it's sort of like her, or the back of her knee would be where your armpits are,
no,
basically.
Not the knee,
do we
the back
need to demo
the
again,
back
Dave? Do we need to demo again?
We need to tweet
again.
Sure.
Well, I mean, no.
The
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, we would.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about for the listeners.
We need a massage table.
You were doing a good job at articulating the arms going underneath the back of the thighs.
It's really the thumb. I mean, of course,
around.
You should get her book.
Okay,
and blow
so
each
her,
other away.
Her, like, feet would be behind you, right?
Yeah, her feet are over. Then, her legs are over my shoulders, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then your arms are around, and you're doing sort of like a thumb war motion on simultaneously.
Thumb circles.
So you're kneeling on the floor.
Yes, I pulled her to the end of
the bed.
Oh, I see. Okay,
you could
now
do
I get it.
Laid down, but it'd be much more.
Do you find that the whole if it's cunnilingus and if the person receiving is lying on their back and the person giving is on their stomach? I mean, that whole where everyone's just lined
it's
up like a
really bad
line,
biomechanics.
Yeah, it feels
really
like the most
bad.
Awkward thing. Your neck hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of everything.
Yep.
It's just and that's the automatic. Position everyone goes into. Mm-hmm. Oh, tell
right.
us better oral sex positions.
Yeah, like the end of the bed is a really good one where she's at the end of the bed and take a pillow and fold it up underneath her and then put that pillow underneath her sacrum, which is a triangular bone at the base of the spine, or under her butt is a just, easy way to say it. And then she's lifted up a little bit. And if your bed is lower, you can use pillows just to raise her up a bit. And then you're at the right height with each other. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good one. Other one, like being on your hands and knees over your lover while they're on their back. I have a technique called mouth sex. This is one that I really, really like. And the guy is on his hands and knees and she's underneath him. And she's underneath him. Oh, this is so hard to describe. She's underneath him. So her head is like able to engulf his penis. Like her mouth is able to engulf his penis, but her hands can reach around and like do pee spot massage and, anal massage.
So the man is on his hands and
or
knees.
Testicle or root of the
what
penis.
What is the pee spot?
Pee spot, prostate.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
The pee spot.
So
I'm gonna be saying
D-Love
that all
is
week.
D Love is a big fan of the pee spot massage.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Woo! Yeah, high five.
Yeah. So a lot of the book.
Sandra just likes to meet guys who like it in the ass.
Yeah.
I
have a new friend.
Lot.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something.
You're no longer D Love. You are
P-Spot.
P-Spot.
The P-Spot.
You're
P-Spot
now.
You know, like I'm giving you everything. There is a certain fun too.
And D Love's super into it, so it's super fun with him because he derives so much pleasure from it. Actually, there was a night where I'm always like, "Hey, D Love, what do you want? What do you like? What are you into tonight?" And he's always like, "Oh, let's just see what happens." And that like drives me bonkers. So I'm like, no.
She wants to be like,
"Tell me what
you
want.
Get on your hands, bitch, and give me a blowjob."
And so finally was like, "Suck my dick and play with my ass." I'm like, "Okay, great. Now I know what to do." And I was like so happy because he like never tells me what he wants. So sometimes it's just like hearing what your lover really wants as far as, as far as giving oral sex. So that communication with one another, really important.
Yeah, especially when you're with people that... where everybody wants to be the pleasurer that wants to give.
Mm.
If you're with a bunch of givers just sitting around, what do you want? What do you want?
Right,
what do you want?
Right.
Yeah, it's annoying.
A lot of the book is hand and mouth combinations. So I was talking about doing P-spot with like oral, you know, and so being able to use your hands to do things like massage the P-spot while you're doing, you know, a blowjob on him. Mm-hmm. One of the secrets that I think is really important for fellatio is actually looking. There's a lot of guys in the U.S., if you're listening in the U.S., that are circumcised. Mm-hmm. And so if you can find like where he has maybe a rough patch of skin near where what we call the frenulum, which is actually removed due to circumcision, but there's a little rough spot there. And that is like going to be high pleasure. Like there may not be a rough spot there, but like for D Love, he has this great rough patch where they didn't cut him. It's still like a little remnant of the foreskin.
It's the boy's clit.
And a lot of guys have it, like these little rough kind of area by the frenulum.
Well, there's that little like canal of like, there's that little string of skin, mm-hmm. right? And then it branches out to the shaft. Right. So I always call it the frenulum. And I think every person that I've been with penis definitely really likes that mm-hmm. spot,
oh, yeah.
or like, mm-hmm. or is really sensitive. Mm-hmm. But you're saying some people don't have that spot.
No, everybody has that. Well, the frenulum has actually been removed technically, but there is that spot that we call the frenulum mm-hmm. on a circumcised penis. But this is actually a different area. You're okay. looking for like rough skin.
Okay.
And that rough skin, which is usually near that area, is leftover like remnants of foreskin. And so it's really highly, highly, highly sensitive. So just licking lightly in that area is a really good little like tip to look for in his penis. You know, as we're getting very intimate with one another's genitals. I mean, even mm-hmm. though we've been in a relationship for almost 6 years, mm-hmm. has it been over 6 years? I don't know. Anyway,
yep.
wherever we are in our relationship. And he's like, boy, by the end of this, we really, because it's one thing to have intercourse. Like you're not down in there, but it's a whole other thing to like really be yeah. so intimate with each other's genitals.
Well, there's the consistency of it. Like, you know, we've had a lot of oral sex over our relationship, and I'll get some vibe from her like, this is really rocking her world, but I won't do it again for 3 months, and I won't know what that motion was, that position was, just in the matter of days that we've done it. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a rhythm here. There's certain things that I know are like hot spots and triggers. It's great.
How many days is it now?
We're on like 12, I think, right? Well, we had a hot card. We gave a card.
Yeah, we're on
get
10.
Out of oral. Yeah,
yeah, but depends.
So today would be 11.
So tell us.
Oh, so are you going to do 90 total?
90
days.
Yeah.
90. Oh, I see.
We decided
but the actual
on
amount of time will be
days.
100 days.
Well, if we may don't. Not take all our passes.
Sure.
If
okay.
we do, yeah.
If we take all our passes, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, I see. It's 90 oral sex days with some breaks, so that
10 passes.
So that extends the 90-day
right.
period. I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's yeah, commitment. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are committed, and I'm writing about it every day. And people can follow along with the challenge or join the challenges. The challenge if they go to the website bloweacheotherway.com.
Ew.
Yep.
So what? Why an oral sex book? I mean, what brought you to write this? Because I know you've done sure. the handbook, you do all your DVDs.
You know, one of the things I think oral sex is really important. I think it actually can change a relationship and actually change lives. You know, people are like, how can a book on oral sex change lives? Well, I have all these clients where oral sex is really the relationship saver, like clients who can't have intercourse anymore, erectile dysfunction or postpartum or, you know, all kinds of different challenges that I see in my office. And it seemed like oral sex was the thing that was really keeping them connected and really keeping them together. And so I feel like it's really important, and it's also highly pleasurable. I mean, more women are going to have an orgasm from oral sex than they may have from intercourse. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, intercourse is a little bit overrated, just personally. So I love intercourse. Don't get me wrong on that. But I also think that oral sex is much more, I'm more likely to have an orgasm from oral sex and have more pleasure from oral sex than from intercourse. I'm more likely to have more pleasure from intercourse if I've had oral sex before I have the intercourse. Mm-hmm. And then I think also we have this trajectory, like, okay, I'm going to touch her boobs. Now I'm going to go down on her a little bit, and I'm going to touch her clit, and then I'm going to have intercourse, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Well, what if it, like, D Love and I had this great session when we were doing research for another book that I did. Mm-hmm. Poor D Love, or lucky D Love. We did this whole, like, intercourse. We did oral, and then we had intercourse, and then we went back to having oral again. And it was like really cool, because you don't think about oral as being the main course, but I really invite people to like think about oral sex being the main course to their sexual activity.
That's like my fantasy, is someone who's down to do like oral sex and then intercourse But then, like, maybe 5 minutes later, like, back to oral sex, and then maybe some more intercourse, and then back to oral sex.
I should, like, loan D Love out.
I'll peek at my dance card after the...
There actually is a book named a technique named after D Love in the book called D Love's Delight.
Pimp each other away.
Pimp each other away. No. D Love's Delight. Do you know D Love's Delight? Did you read this? Yeah.
I haven't read it, but do I know it?
That's hilarious. No, I didn't
read
it.
Is it something that we can all do to D Love? Or is it something that he loves to do with others?
It's something that D Love does to me.
Yes. Okay, so he's...
And given to other lovers. Yeah.
But are you...
You can do a version of it to me, I guess.
Yeah.
But D Love, are you delighted when you do it?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think he gets off more on my pleasure than anything else.
We love to make our women happy.
Yeah.
That's true.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yay. Do you guys want to know D-Love's delight?
Yes.
Okay. So he does fingers internally, or a finger internally on the G-spot. And the G-spot doesn't like to be touched with a lot of friction. I talked about this in the other... People can go back and listen to that. But
anchor and pull versus rubbing.
Anchor
over
and
it.
Pull. Anchor and pull towards you.
Oh, I think I turned exactly to this page. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's illustrations in the book. D-Love's Delight actually
there's an illustration of that
illustrated
one.
Illustrated in here. D-Love, do you want to find D-Love's
Delight? I love the illustrations in this book.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
They're really cute.
They're artistic, but still very illustrative.
And then, so we're doing a come hither motion on the G-spot internally with one hand. And then with the other, with the tongue, we're flicking on the clitoris at the same time.
Show me a good flick. So, like, what kind of flicking?
D-Love, you got a really good flick. You can go so fast on my clitoris.
Okay, so your tongue is out and just a really...
Actually, it was just the other night where I started playing with really a lot of speed. Because I'll see that stuff in porn where, you know, some guy's going down on a girl and just like... and just like...
It's weird.
Come on.
It's really, so strange
looking. She getting pleasure from that and doesn't look appealing?
Camerlingus.
She's getting acting.
What-a-lingus?
Camerlingus.
Camerlingus, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, once I was trying it and how much pleasure she was getting from it, I was like, oh, well, maybe this actually works.
Okay, so this is the piece I left out of D-Love's Delight. I found it in the book. Page 85. Dave, page 85.
Oh, 85. Everyone turn your books to page 85.
Turn your
books.
Is it 95?
So, finger inside the vagina, stimulating the G-spot in the come hither motion. And then at the same time, you're squeezing and stroking the shaft of her clit between your forefinger and the thumb of your other hand.
So,
while you're stroking the shaft of her clit, in her G-spot, you're licking and sucking the head of her clitoris. So you're jilling off the shaft of the clitoris while you're... Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. She's got
oh,
it.
Oh, man. Okay, that's a lot. You have to be ambidextrous for this action right here. Because, you're... So you're squeezing...
You're doing like a come-hither motion with one hand inside.
Mm-hmm. One arm is... So let's say she's...
Rubbing her G-spot.
Doing the edge of the bed thing. You've got one hand going straight into her to go G-spot action. But then the other hand's maybe...
Over again.
Are you going around her thighs? So you're coming from
under
above.
And over.
So here's the picture. There you go.
From the northerly direction, coming down. Yeah, and then the squeezing, that's just like a thumb and index finger squeezing.
He's squeezing
just
the
above
shaft
the clit,
of the clit.
Through the clitoral hood, feeling that little, like, sort of like a...
The clit boner.
Clit boner, the cord of the your headphones. It feels kind of like that underneath there, and you're just up and down.
Or you could practice
down,
on the bridge of your nose.
Ooh, bridge of the nose.
It feels really good on the bridge of the nose.
Yeah, that's actually a really good spot to
rolling, pulling, tugging,
rolling,
you at stroking. Home, jerk off your nose with us.
Yes, squeeze the top of your nose.
You know, I usually just jerk. You actually can roll. I had never really thought about
you
that
can roll,
one.
Rolling.
I guess with like one finger windshield wiper, you can do like a cord thing. We're getting really... This is my jam, guys.
And then with the very tippy tip of your tongue, then you get on the head of her clitoris. And
and you can also, you
could...
Oh, does that feel good? I've never actually experienced that.
You've never been motorboated? Never once before?
Only
that's crazy.
In the chest zone.
That's strange.
So I have
it's
a tip
like
for this because a lot of people can't do it. But to take a deep breath in and then buzz your lips. I have a chapter called How Opera Taught Me How to Have Great Oral Sex.
Oh,
and this is a technique that I did in opera. So it's a deep breath in and then... Everybody's doing it.
I can't do it for
and
very
then, and
long.
And making the sounds... is actually it tightens your lip more and makes your lip looser. So the deeper the pitch, the more, and then the tighter and faster, the higher the pitch. And then so that happens too sometimes during oral. What do you do then?
Run. Get out of there, man. It's over.
Say, thank you for relaxing. Isn't that so nice?
Thank you for being comfortable around
thank
me.
Thank you for being so comfortable around
and
me.
And then she
thank
responds with...
and then maybe you take some time to kiss so you can get away from the downstairs. yes. So then practice with a finger. So then it's even harder to do the buzzing with a finger because okay. then it's like it's against...
So we're doing
like
the shh motion with the finger.
I can't do this right.
Licking your lips helps. Licking your lips definitely helps.
Yeah, it's hard with the finger.
Yep,
hey, thanks for listening to this nonsense.
It sounds like a bunch of vibrators, but that's the point. It feels like a vibe.
We're just a bunch of vibrators
in
here.
Vulva, yes, vibes on the clit.
Good vibes.
I haven't given it many fellatio tips, have I yet?
What are you talking
tips?
About?
I'm
here all day.
How do the two of you women feel about humming or that kind of thing when a man's down on you? Does that add to the sensation, or is it just kind of like, what's he doing down there?
Well, I haven't really had any majorly, like, wow, that humming is really, but I have thought about the fact that the humming doesn't really transmit through to who you're giving it to unless mm-hmm. you're actually pressing through your teeth, mm-hmm. you know, like,
or you're sucking, like if you're sucking the clit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would transfer through, or if you're a girl giving fellatio, then it the
also,
vibration transfers.
The hum has to be really face forward. It has to be in mm-hmm. the front of your like
in your facial mask.
In your facial mask.
Something I learned
facial
from
mask.
Yes, the yeah. facial mask. Something I learned from opera days. Yes.
So maybe you've just never had a good hummer.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't done that too many times, but I have always gotten like a great response. Maybe it was always with the same girl. But so maybe she was faking it. Maybe. just like, I know he likes to hum, so I'm going to make it seem like this is good. But I doubt
humming
it.
Humming could give her permission to make more sound.
That's true.
Right. Mm. I also think there's like something to be said for, like, I always come faster from a blowjob if the girl seems to be really enjoying
it. Enthusiasm
yeah.
is so
yeah.
much.
Totally. So I
would
I think
say
that's a lot
number
of it
one
too.
Tip is like, if I could give somebody just a take home, it would be
oh, is this just the tip?
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Totally. Like just enjoy giving and mm-hmm. let yourself enjoy receiving as well. So mm-hmm. that would be, because when you enjoy it, your partner senses that. And if you're not enjoying yourself or you have a crick in your neck, like adjust yourself. I always get worried like, oh God, he's been down there for a long time. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm like not having an orgasm. I'm having performance anxiety.
It's like an egg timer in my soul that around like whatever minute six
soul.
Or seven,
my
I'm just already like.
There's an egg timer in my soul.
Ding ding, time to feel bad about all of this. No, yeah. I'm sorry. The time.
Yeah.
Time, you feel
yeah.
Specifically
time
an egg timer too. I think is funny. Just not a stopwatch.
So my thing for overcoming that is, well, I check in with him sometimes. Like, are you okay? Are you still enjoying yourself? And D-Love kind of has a blanket. Like, I'm taking care of myself. If I get a crick in my neck, if my hand gets tired, I'm going to move, you mm-hmm. know? So so I know then he's, like, taking care of himself. But then I get, like, the performance anxiety of, like, I'm not coming yet. I should have come by now. Like, you know, he's been down there for a really long time. And that just keeps me from coming. So what I started doing was telling myself, you're not allowed to come. Jaya, you're not allowed to come. You're not allowed to come at all. Don't you come.
Oh, that's
Jaya,
smart.
You are not allowed to come. And I tell
for
this to my
psychology.
Guys who mm-hmm. premature ejaculate. I said, I want you to go home and have a sex lab where you try to ejaculate as fast as you possibly can. And then they come back to me and they're like, you know what? I just couldn't ejaculate. So I use
that's
the reverse
amazing.
Psychology on myself where I tell myself that I'm not allowed to come and then I start coming. Mm. So... anyway, and D-Love and I kind of have a challenge where I'm like, I'm not going to come. And he's like, I'm going to make mm-hmm. you go. we do that a lot to one another.
Oh, I need to get into that reverse psychology myself.
That's really mm-hmm. smart.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah,
totally.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about, there are so many things. Like, we could just read this book out loud. Also, a beautiful book, by the way.
Thank you.
The cover and the texture is really nice.
I know, I like it.
The
isn't it fun?
Drawings.
Yeah, good.
You know what? We have to look up the illustrator's name. It's in the front. But I really, like, you know what? Actually,
cool.
The versions of the sketches... I actually loved the sketches, mm-hmm. and the drawings are really, really great, but the sketches, I thought they were just so... I was like, just keep the sketches. I love the sketches.
The drawings and the sketches, what do you mean?
They were just looser, more pencil.
Yeah.
You could see the pencil lines, and yeah,
these
got more formal.
Text cover illustrations, Stasha Burrington. So thank you, Stasha, for illustrating my book.
Stasha Burrington.
Good work, Stasha.
Yay. We like your artwork.
Sup, Stasha.
Yeah. And oh, if people want to get the book, it's out now.
Okay.
So they can go to bloweacheotheraway.com/Sandra. And I will give...
What?
Is it Sandra or Sandra?
I prefer Sandra. Say? Soft
yeah,
A, guys.
I like Sandra. Oh. It's like Tantra versus Tantra. Like, it drives me kind of crazy when people say Tantra.
Yes, Sandra.
So, Sandra. I always like Tantra, Sandra. Okay.
Yeah.
Tantra, so, if they Sandra. Go to bloweacheotherway.com/Sandra, bloweacheotherway.com/Sandra, they can get the book. And if they send me the receipt, then they'll get, like, a whole bunch of video. They'll get videos of the techniques. D-Love's Delight will be on the video. And I put together 10 strategies for becoming the ultimate lover program. They'll get that, and they'll get an ebook. So, for your listeners.
Wait, so if they go to
bloweacheotheraway.com/Sandra
and they buy it there.
It'll take them to Amazon, and okay, then they send me the receipt.
Like, email it to you?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What's the email for emailing you the receipt?
They can email, you know what, it'll be on the website. So
okay.
They can actually put the receipt number in the website.
All right.
So they just put the receipt number in
and
there.
And they get tons of things, because visual aids way helpful for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, a book is great, but, like, actually seeing the techniques in the videos, that's really, really powerful. So what I've done is I've picked some of my favorite techniques and made a little video thing so they can get that to go along with the book. And the 90-day challenge stuff will be on bloweacheotherway.com too, so... Yeah, I want people to start having oral sex, like
and fun, you know, oral sex.
Fun oral sex, not like serious. My big mission, of course, is to help people unleash erotic ecstasy. But within that, I think oral sex is one way to unleash erotic ecstasy. So let's, like, 90 days of oral sex, people. I want to hear all about it. I want to hear about your challenges. I want to hear questions. I want to hear, you know, how's it going?
Yeah, let us
Sandra,
know.
Do you want to join us? Let's have 90 days of oral sex.
I need a partner.
What are your resistances? You're like, what are your
Let's start this right now. What are your resistances? List them.
I mean, I...
Okay, so you don't need a partner to have oral sex.
Oh,
can I just start licking my inner elbow?
There you go. Oh, that was hot. There. Did you see how hot that was? That was really hot. Yeah. Did you see how hot
that was? Your first day. You have 89 more days.
Yes. Cool.
You get 10 passes.
There are
tomorrow.
Sex toys. There's
ooh, the squeal.
The squeal. So you could use that to
wheel
have oral
tongues.
Sex with yourself. There are different, like, little things that look like tongues. You could do that. A guy's fleshlights. Like, there's that one cool fleshlight that has the, like, vampire teeth. I always thought that one was kind of cool. D-Love's not into it. And I was like, if I was
it's
a guy, I totally would want to have the vampire.
Oral sex. I like, it's just really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have thought of it that way.
She uses very broad terms sometimes to define these things.
Sure.
So because I think we have to expand our, like, if we limit it to, like, oral sex is this, and this is my rule, and I don't have a partner, so therefore I can't participate in sex.
I guess I just mean, like, isn't a fleshlight generally, I mean, I know not all of them, but, I mean, wasn't it, like... like your base fleshlight, isn't it supposed to mimic a vagina?
There's vaginas, there's buttholes,
anuses.
And there's mouths.
Actually, if you wanted to have a more oral sex experience, the Tenga deep throat cup might be an exciting one. Have you seen that one? You put your hand in the Tenga deep throat cup, it feels a little bit like you're putting your hand in someone's mouth, and you're like, ah, it's weird, it's weird. It's exciting. Anyway, Japanese.
We have to try that one now, D-Love. Poor D-Love.
I just want
to
get that so I can put my hand in someone's mouth anytime I want.
Well, when Tangas first came to America, and I was at, you know, when I was at the store, they were passing it around, and all the girls were just shoving our hands and like, oh my god, like, why don't I have a penis? Why don't I have a penis right now? It was exciting. Yeah. I don't think I've ever wanted a penis more than that moment where I'm like, oh.
I want to put my penis in this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You could simulate
now you know
it at
how it
home.
Feels
okay, so here
all
you go.
Day.
You could put on a strap-on. Mm-hmm. At one of the ones that go inside mm-hmm. you, and then you could get the toy, and then you're having, like, oral sex.
You know what's interesting about that? If the strap-on...
It's one of your 90 days. Your homework.
If the strap-on is silicone, and it goes inside you, and if you have a firm enough material that you're penetrating, those ribs would transmit some sort of vibration yep. into your body, so there would be a certain amount of sensation you'd receive from that toy-on-person experience.
Toy-on-toy.
Anyway.
That's funny.
That reminds me, though, of female pleasure, because women are always talking about... You know, getting pleasure. How do I get pleasure from giving and really enjoying? And I actually have a whole thing in the book, too, about erogenous zones in the mouth and how from deep throating you can have an orgasm and how to do that. So there's, you know, like that just reminds
tell
me to,
everything.
Like, putting hands in the mouth and everything. So okay. So your lips are, of course, an erogenous area.
Okay, this
area.
Is the, just the tip
up.
Because this is really important.
Okay. Okay. So this is the just the
I,
tip. How
I
to have an orgasm.
I texted you or I'd written you like tips, but this whole thing is tips. So like this yeah. is... Tell us, yes.
Okay. So the mouth is, think of the mouth as the vulva, just like a vulva and a vagina, right? So you got your lips, we're squishing them together, and the lips will swell. If you notice during sex, they get big and puffy and red, and they engorge with blood. So does this little area here right above. It's called the philtrum. It's another little erogenous zone. The nostrils have erectile tissue in them. So all through here, you have erectile tissue
from
your nose,
top of the nose down.
To the bottom of the mouth, like right, not all the way down to the chin, but right in, right below the bottom lip. And think of that as foreplay. So you're going to take the head of his penis and rub all, like we just go into like, you know, engulfing his penis instead of like having foreplay all around your mouth, your nose, the smells, the pheromones, all that stuff are triggering different things in the brain. So you're going to use the penis externally for like a really long time. I mean, that's just like a turn on, right? Dave, are you... Does that turn you on?
I was actually like, zoning out.
So how can you zone out?
No, thinking about doing that with someone else specific.
Okay, good. He was fantasizing.
That's
zoning out. You're fantasizing.
Right, sure.
So the head of the penis on the lips and, you know, just rubbing that for like a really long time until you feel your mouth starting to salivate.
Okay.
And the saliva is like analogous to your vagina lubricating. So you don't want to do that. Like I'm salivating, just talking about salivating and the whole thing, just thinking about it.
How Pavlovian.
I know. and then you take the head of the penis, and it's just the head. It's not like you, just like with your vagina, it's like you don't want to just start like ramming things all over the place. So that like the roof of the mouth, think of it like the G-spot is on the roof of the mouth. And you're going to play with the head of his penis on the roof of your mouth, and then the PS spot, which is a perineal sponge in the vaginal canal, the bottom of the vaginal canal, is the bottom underneath your tongue. And then the deeper back of the throat is more like the A spot. And then so when you start playing with like just rubbing the head of his penis all along the roof of your mouth and just playing with like that, and then your tongue also being involved in like playing all around while it's in your mouth. I'm so salivating. I have to like wipe my mouth. And then you'll notice a different kind of saliva happening that's much thicker.
Yeah.
So usually the saliva is kind of clear. This can get really thick. I don't know if you've ever seen like porn stars who start like this really like thick mucusy stuff from deep throating.
Well, the gag reflex is an immediate thick mucusy. It's helpful. Also lube. But yes.
Also lube. So think of the back of the throat like the cervix. And so you're playing in the back of the throat a lot like the cervix. So it's all like, and then only doing what turns you on. So women don't often do that where they're just like having oral sex, which is like enjoying the feel of his penis inside your mouth, enjoying every little thing that you're doing, like absolutely positively enjoying every moment of the oral. And then allowing yourself to really get into the orgasmic sensation of all this erectile tissue in your mouth and your face getting completely turned on, so that when that gets to the back of the throat, it's completely like you've got that thick mucus going on, you've got enough saliva going on, and it just feels absolutely exquisite. So,
and gag reflex. I know that you
I got rid of mine.
Don't have one.
Yeah.
But some of the other people who like going down on penises do.
Yes.
So what would you say that those folks should do?
Right. So one of the things I started doing to get rid of mine was playing with my uvula. And you may not be able to do that if you have a really intense... Uvula, for people who don't know, is that little thing that hangs down on the back of your throat.
Like in cartoons, you see them when like small little character
jumps screaming.
Yeah.
Their uvulas are vibrating. Was doing that. Another thing is alignment of your head and your, she's sticking
I'm
her
totally
fingers down
like...
her throat.
Sandra vomited. Anyway, back to the show.
I actually was coaching someone who, I was coaching someone on deep throating and they did have to get up and go vomit. It was really embarrassing for me as a teacher. But they told me they didn't have a gag reflex. So
they lied.
They found out that they actually do have a gag reflex.
That's hilarious.
Because there are a number of deep throat, you know, intense techniques from the White Tigers practice, which is...
okay, is that a book
that?
I can get? The White Tigers?
Yes, it actually is. There's a book by Shelai, H-S-I-L-A-I. And it's the sexual teachings of the White Tigress. But there's actually one on oral, too, that they have. I can't remember the name of it. The White Tigress Green Dragon.
Giving book written in a tantric fashion?
Well, it's actually, it was a spiritual practice for women who are Taoist. It's like a Taoist practice on longevity, beauty, and enlightenment, or immortality, which is kind of like becoming an enlightened master in Taoism. And one of the practices is giving a lot of oral sex, because the belief is that you give the oral sex and you're sort of like sucking essence. There's all these techniques where you're like sucking the essence out of the tip of his penis, and you know, like you're sucking like life force, kind of like a succubus or kind of vampiric.
So you steal it from your male partner.
Yes,
that's how.
And
you
then the semen has all this.
I'm chasing it, Dave.
I think someone should write a comic book on this. so you're like, and then when he ejaculates, you have him ejaculate on your face or on your breast, and you do this like meditating of like it's this white light, and you're absorbing all of this essence. The essence.
Yeah,
you're getting the essence. And I, you know, sometimes joke that maybe some guy who just really liked oral sex made it up. But there are all these different oral sex techniques that are, they're actually pretty amazing oral sex techniques. But so they practice this, and they practice the absorbing of semen onto their skin. And I did it for about a year. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes with D-Love, I'm like, if you're going to give me the semen, it's not going to be wasted. It's going on my face. Mm-hmm. Because it's a really good, actually, scientifically, there are really good benefits to semen. It's mood boosting, and, you know, it has all these astringent qualities, so it makes your skin really beautiful. And so if anyone wonders what my secrets are to longevity, it's because D-Love.
Come on the face.
Do you actually rub it in?
No.
You know, like egg white?
Oh, I do rub it in. They don't necessarily say to rub it in, but they say just, you know, absorb it on your face, and then you go into this sort of like meditation, like you're absorbing life force, basically. I mean, if you think about semen, it is the potential to create life. Mm-hmm. So, and it has all kinds of proteins. It actually is listed in the book, all the different things that are in semen. And
why it's
good for you to like absorb it on your face. Yeah, what is semen? There's like a bazillion things. So look at that list of all the really yummy things that are in semen.
Huh, Skittles. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. There's Skittles in semen.
Phosphorus, potassium, mm-hmm. You know.
Ooh, I love
sodium.
Okay, now I'm flipping through, and I was looking at the shame chapter yesterday, because you guys like overnight FedEx these to me, and I was like, because immediately I got excited that there was a shame chapter. I guess that tells me what I should be studying more of. But now I'm looking at the positions chapter, and I'm really loving. Oh my god, the standing 69.
Yes, that's I have. Yes. D-Love and I have not tried this.
You haven't tried that one yet.
I tried it with one of my other partners. He just flips me upside down. He has this really good technique for flipping me upside down. We demonstrated a lot, because it's sort of a circus act thing, but, it's not one to hold for a really long time. And I would recommend her being on the edge of the bed, and then he flips her upside down off the edge of the bed, not off the floor. It's a lot easier.
She's standing on the edge of the bed?
Standing on the edge of the bed, and then he flips her upside down.
Right.
You just grab her waist, flip her, and then go for it.
Okay.
And it's sort of a fun, you know, like acrobatic adrenaline rush, and then you throw her back down on the bed. It's at the end of our positions DVD.
Oh, like the grand
maybe
finale.
Maybe I'll put it on the bonus that I'll give everybody. I'll put the the standing 69 on there.
I want to see the dismount where you like jump and get back on the bed and like put your hands.
They're actually it's like a blooper, because the one guy dropped. They fell on each other. And we kept it in the video because we thought it was funny. Like one guy kind of threw her on the bed, and then the other guy dropped the girl. So she was kind of an Amazon. So this can be dangerous. Don't try this at home unless you have a lot of pillows around. Yes.
I always laugh at men when they try picking me up and stuff, because I'm like, do you realize how much I weigh? Like, I know you don't think I weigh that much, but stop, put me down, no, don't hurt yourself. Yeah. Like, this is just, like, no, seriously. I laugh at
There is no way that you weigh that much.
I weigh about 10 pounds more than people estimate that I do, and that usually is enough to throw them
so
off their game.
So you weigh 30 pounds.
Body image.
No, just my head weighs that much.
It's her brain.
Right.
Her brain is.
My brain weighs 10 pounds more than you would think it does. No, I just say that because a fair amount of women have said that to me, and it's never been a problem. You know?
Like, don't pick me up.
I weigh too much.
Like, I think we're heavier than
you. Yeah, I think so too. Trying to tell you that I think that's something that you're insecure about.
After being on the wrestling team and talking about your weight constantly for like over a year of my life, like I have no shame about how much I weigh. It is, but like it's just I've experienced the
There's always that. Like, it is hard to pick up a person.
That's horrible. Like when a guy grunts. Like
yeah,
you
definitely
up.
Shouldn't. You should have learned by this point to hold in those sounds. Yeah. You have to. That's very important for picking a girl up. You can't go, oh Jesus Christ, oh God, you're fat, so fat.
Yeah. Same thing when you go down on a girl and maybe she's not so fresh.
Yeah, don't say, oh, God, you're fat. Wow. So fat. Don't say that.
And don't say you smell bad or look bad either.
Oh, yeah. How would you navigate that when you find, like, cause a lot of people do have issues or, like, I get emails from people who have a partner that has an icky factor toward going down or people who have an issue with scent or smell or taste. Mm-hmm. Do you have any basic...
So, smell, taste, first thing is bromelain. It's an enzyme from pineapples, actually is true that helps.
Oh, yeah?
But take the enzyme. Don't just try to eat a lot of pineapples because there's so much sugar in the pineapples. But you have to eat a lot, too. So, you can actually get bromelain supplements at your health food store. That
is
helps.
There actual scientific information?
It's an enzyme. It's an enzyme, so it helps break down some things that maybe aren't.
Do you know Megan Andy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always texting or messaging her with her back and forth a while ago. Goes, I'm like, where is the? Because she has like access to all the journals. I'm like, where is the scientific data about what makes you taste better? Like, I don't see any. She's like, we're both having a really hard
okay.
Time
well, I will. I'll send you. Remind me, and I'll send you stuff on bromelain. So there's bromelain. There's detoxing. That's really good. Here's a little admission. I get colonics.
Ooh.
And I swear by it. And my colonic therapist is like, listen, all these girls come in here smelling to high heaven, and then they do a series of colonics, and then they're not smelling anymore. So there's something in their system, intestinally that usually affects it. Eating red meat, a lot of coffee, icky, gunky, gunk. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of green juices. D-Love, you have an acquired taste thing that you talk about, like how sometimes when it's not so fresh, when you first start going down and then...
Well, yeah, there's a sort of like the 30-second factor where the vagina has been closed up in pants or skirt or panties for, hours on end. And then 30 seconds in, you're lubricating and a lot of what might have been sort of musty or whatever just kind of goes away.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So stick with it if it's not so pleasant maybe at first. Stick with it for a little bit and then it'll
And if you're new
away.
In a relationship, you can try that and you're not into... You haven't gotten to that authentic ease expressive moment. You could be like, I really love taking showers before we,
Right. And I stay away from putting a lot of soap in your hoo-hoo or in your beehole, but
you'd be like, let me wash you.
That can be a whole sensual bathing thing. I recommend that a lot. There's pheromone compatibility as well that ties in. You may just smell very bad to your partner because their pheromones are not up with your chemistry.
Yeah.
So.
Their junk may be telling you tales about them.
A big one. Yeah, I was talking just yesterday. I was lecturing, and we were talking about the research that was done with pheromones and birth control. So if a woman's on birth control, she doesn't smell accurately the people that she's compatible with. And then she goes off the hormones, and then all of a sudden her partner doesn't smell very good to her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fighting.
Did this actually happen to
you? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh. And then I have a client, actually. I tell a lot of stories in the book about clients that I worked on, and I have a client who came to me and said, my wife tastes horrific.
Ew.
Like, I don't want to go down on her because she's just, like, really bad. And so we just did different things, like, how does he address that without shaming her? Because that's, the first wrong thing people do is that they bring it up, and then that makes the person feel really bad. And so, there were a lot of things to look at. Was she on birth control? What was she eating? Were they bathing beforehand, or was it something where they're like doing it at the end of the day after wearing pantyhose or something like that? Getting her on some enzymes, doing some cleansing. Those were some of the things, and it turned out okay. It was a matter of like bathing, just cleaning, doing a sensual bathing thing before they were having oral.
And then he was like, oh,
yeah,
way better.
Fresh as daisies.
And this was somebody who was a virgin when they got married. So there was just a lot of lack of any kind of education. Things we think are so simple that we don't want to take time to do, but they make sex so much better, especially orally, if you just like clean up a little bit.
Totes.
Yep.
Yeah, I swear by just sensitive baby wipes, the kind that don't have any weird fragrance or anything. Mm-hmm. And just because they don't leave any taste behind. And it's just like... So we've been hanging out for 5 hours. Let me get a baby wipe.
Let me freshen up a little baby wipe out of my purse. Bit.
You hide them next to the bed. You hide them in the bathroom. So if they go into the bathroom, you have them near the bed.
What if you're over at their place?
Well,
you can get
then,
those little packets. You can get little. I have a child, so
yeah.
You can get little like sample packets.
Yeah, but a lot of those, the ones that I've gotten, even from adult companies, sometimes like they just have this like very medical, weird fragrant smell. Like it's just unsexy.
Yeah.
So I like just real neutral. But anyway, yes, I should probably search those out. But yeah, somebody else's house. Guess we're making out and stuff. Oral sex is not like a must.
Yeah.
I have a question though about do you address, because I hadn't had a chance to look it up. Do you address tongue yoga? That's a
tongue yoga. Yeah, those are exercises for stamina.
Oh, I'm so glad you included. I knew that you would. But I was like,
well, I get a lot of questions. You know, she's about to have an orgasm and I have to move, or you know, my tongue just won't XYZ. And so I was like, well, these are all the things I learned in my opera training to keep your mouth, you know, your tongue really in shape and your mouth really in shape to be able to have a lot of stamina. And also that tension is a huge, like as soon as you're tense, you can't, like that's transferring into your partner. And it's also like eating up a whole bunch of your energy. So your stamina goes down because you're having all this tension. So how do you like kind of loosen up your jaw? This is one of my favorite exercises. So it's the platysma stretch. The platysma is a big muscle that goes from your jaw down your front of your neck and into your clavicle. So if you, underneath your clavicle.
Mm-hmm. We're all touching our clavicles.
Pull down slightly.
Wait,
underneath your clavicle.
I'm putting my fingertips just below two clavicles.
Below your two clavicles.
Pressing in
and then pulling
and
down.
And then pulling the muscle down.
And now lift your chin
weird.
And open and close your mouth. Lift your chin all the way up and then open and close your mouth.
Oh, weird.
Do you feel that?
It's all connected. What?
So that's the way to kind of like stretch out and release the tension in that muscle.
The pulling
down. This is my geekiness. I sit around and figure out how do I stretch my platysma.
When I put my chin way up and close my mouth, that's when I really
open
feel
and
the
close
stretch.
Your mouth. Yep.
Cool. I just learned something, Dave. I learned something.
Don't you love it when you learn something?
Okay. We are getting to the end. I wanted to real quick ask about oral sex with condoms and dental dams.
Okay.
If that's something that you've played around with and you've had any tips.
It is.
Especially dental dams. But like both of them. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Condoms. One of the big things with condoms is thinner is better. And don't be afraid that thinner is going to break. Like if you're looking for more sensitivity, then definitely like go with thinner. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of flavored condoms because I think they always taste really nasty. Mm-hmm. I haven't found something that tastes like really, really good. Dental dams. I actually get really into dental dams. I think that they can be really hot. D-Love and I, we had one experience with a dental dam.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually made it out of a condom where we cut a condom and then used it to stretch over. For people who don't know what dental dams are, they like it's like stretches over the vulva. And then you can use that to do oral sex through. And I highly recommend it because while oral sex can be really great for your health, it's actually good for your dental health. It helps boost immunity. It helps clear up stuffy nose. D-Love, we're having oral sex tonight. To clear up my stuffy nose. a number of other things that there's been research on about it. But it can also be a danger HPV-wise. So we really want to be aware that having oral sex can cause throat cancer. There are many, many different strains of HPV. So using dental dams. And I'm really into hot safe sex. I actually have a whole thing on hot safe sex in Blow Each Other Way. And
all of this is in the book,
sure,
plus more. Yeah. There's so much. This is like 1% of what's in the book.
I wanted to cover everything I possibly could and every question anybody had ever asked me about you know, having oral sex.
Yeah.
So putting, you know, stretching the dental dam over, but you can like use the dental dam on your lover's like inner thigh. Don't just like plop the dental dam on, you know, stroke it over the thigh, use it as like a feather on the skin and do a bunch of different things, and then put a little lube on the side that's going to go on the body and then use it like that. You mm-hmm. can also try it dry too, because there's different sensations based, mm-hmm. you know, based upon what you're doing with that. So. And gloves. I'm big on gloves. You know, if you're going to do anal and you don't want to have to like stop and wash your hands before you're going like into vaginal or something like that,
very helpful.
Plop a pair of gloves on. And again, use the gloves like feathers. Like I totally have a glove fetish now because I've had gloves on my body so much, like feathers, like feather fans or something. Like you can start, you can start like spinning them and doing a whole bunch of different stuff with the gloves to give like a sensory play with the gloves.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh my God, there's so many. Dental dams. They kind of, how do you, because you've been mimicking gripping the dental dam and stretching horizontally, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I'm imagining someone lying on their back with mm-hmm. their legs spread. Mm-hmm. Do you just stretch it, place it over, and keep it stretched, and then mm-hmm. use it, or do you stretch
it across your face? No, I place it on. Stretched.
God, that's, I mean, an awkward looking thing, but that's a great idea. One that you apply to your face. Because the thing with dental dams for me, you totally lose your ability to use your hands while giving oral.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we could wear one.
A face mask dental dam. That's a good idea.
No, I just did a sex lab with a friend on dental dams, and it was just like, okay, and we had polyurethane ones, and we had latex ones, and we even had saran wrap, and mm-hmm. we were like stretching it sideways, we were stretching up here, we were against our faces, we were lubing it up, it was so much dental damming going on. And
do you love, we have to do this for one of our oral things is we just have to get a whole bunch of dental dams. Let's go like right after the show. We're going to go buy a bunch of dental dams and try this.
Yeah, please do. Let me know what
you inspired us.
And it was interesting. I mean, I really just, it's your technique kind of has to change a little bit because different, what you might do if there were no dental dam there isn't very effective, and then things that you do without a dental dam might be even better mm-hmm. with a dental dam, depending. Mm-hmm.
Did you try it not taut? Because that's another technique.
Yeah,
because you can try it not taut.
And I've experienced like near death suffocation from where like you just breathe into the wrong moment. It's just like,
I just breathe a dental dam in my throat.
So. Yes.
Not hot.
but at the same time, I'm a big fan of the dam moving with what you're doing so that you're creating that friction on the other mm-hmm, side. But then mm-hmm. it's awkward because you want it just hot enough that it's not like all like a big bundled ball and then it's just not helpful, but not too taut. Where it's,
yeah, it's finding that just right. It's getting practice with it and being compassionate with yourself. For like being laughing, you know, when it doesn't work, and being compassionate with yourself for, you know, like trying new things, because a lot of people don't have experience with dental dams.
Okay, we're practically at the end, but I've committed myself to reading a letter, and I just want a quick answer about what some body positive things to tell this reader. Will you help me with that?
Yes,
Will you help me? Body
sure.
positive. This comes from Kate. Hello, Kate. Hello, Sandra and Dave. First of all, I want to say how much we absolutely love the podcast. I have been a devoted listener since the beginning. And even though my schedule is busy these days, I still make time to listen to your podcast. I have always considered myself pretty educated on sex, but listening to y'all has taught me things that I wasn't even aware of. Go Team Fun!
Yay!
Go Team Fun. On to the dilemma. I have recently lost over 120 pounds in 8 months.
Congratulations.
Whoa. Yeah, and still have much more to go. I love my boyfriend, and I know he loves me at any size. But every time he tries to seduce me or spring sex on me, I get over this overwhelming feeling that I look absolutely disgusting. I have excess skin that hasn't bounced back yet, and there are mirrors next to my bed, sliding mirror doors in my apartment. No matter where I move my bed, I can always see myself. So here's the root of my question. How do I deal with the fact that I don't feel sexy during sexy time? I've talked to my honey, and he understands, but I feel bad every time I deny him of sex because I don't feel sexy. What should I do? By the way, I attached a photo before and after in case you want to see the difference. Don't worry, I'm fully clothed. Ha ha ha. I can't wait to hear back from you. Kate.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
That's adorable.
Doesn't feel sexy during sexy time.
Get rid of the mirrors.
That would be my first thing.
Sure.
It's like not just get rid of the
room.
If you can't get them out of the room, like cover
go
them
up. Go to another room.
Like cover them up with like a tapestry, and that can be sexy. Like, okay, now I'm symbolizing, like I'm getting rid of this body image issue that I'm having. Actually hanging the curtains can be a symbol of
sure.
I'm letting go of this. I'm not going to look at myself in the mirror. The other thing I would suggest for her is actually body brushing. Dry brushing, get a dry brush and start dry brushing her skin.
Dry brush like a hairbrush made of boar bristle?
Yes.
That kind of thing?
You can get them at a health food store usually, and you do like long strokes. And you can get on YouTube, just look up dry brushing and anything like that. And it will help her skin to tighten up.
Oh, that's so good.
So that's like something, because after I had my baby, of course, you know, there's things that sag and don't go back the way that you usually do. And so the dry brushing really, really helped my skin health and helped kind of like saggy things. So that's one thing I would recommend is the dry brushing. Do it every day, at least 5 minutes, and you can find videos galore on YouTube. And then just the body image piece. I get so many letters about this as well. And
look how cute she is.
She's super cute.
Yeah, totally wow. Cute. Wait, can I see the before? Wow, she lost so much weight.
Wow,
that's cool.
Amazing.
That's great.
And then the other thing, you know, I highly recommend actually something called S Factor. I don't know if she has it where she is, but it's a striptease and pole dance
for
women. I would recommend signing up for some kind of class like that where she can really get in touch with her new body. mm-hmm. and being embodied in her new body, because she has a new body. She's a new person. So it's like finding the areas that she likes to touch or that her partner likes to touch. Make it not about visual. Put a blindfold on, something like that, and just touch her own body and feel the sensation versus thinking about how she looks. Those are my two cents.
Thank you.
Do love shaking his head.
Agreed.
He's agreeing. Mm-hmm.
I also agree.
Yeah. I have a hard time talking to people about, because body, I'm just so like, woo, don't worry, you're sexy. But really, it's more than that. So I really appreciate the specific tips that you gave her. Because, yeah, it's hard sometimes to love your body. You know? So what can we do?
I mean, it's damn near impossible sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the thing for her to isolate specific areas that she does love,
like,
now,
yep,
like even from before when she that are still the same from mm-hmm. before she lost all the weight to the new parts that are showing up for her. It's like, oh wow, this is what I was after, and really isolating in on those as a visual element.
Yeah, looking in the mirror at your face and going, I love my eyes, I love my hair. Finding the parts she does like.
Totally. And I bet her skin's super soft too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people always think about the tactile sensation or the thing, the look of something that they don't like, but they forget about all the awesome that's going on there at the same mm-hmm. time. So, and you've got a boyfriend that totally loves you.
Mm.
Yep. So, okay, well, Jaya and D-Love, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
We did oral sex talk.
Oral sex talk. Blow each other away.
Go team fun.
Go 90 days of sex. Oral sex.